I don't know whether you'll believe this or not, but we have two brothers in trouble who are the thievinest, sneakinest, well, just downright crookedest people you'd ever want to meet. Now, of course, that may not be too hard to believe, but when Orville and George Dobkins, that's the two brothers, steal something, they don't steal from none of us. They steal from each other. That's right, they steal from each other, have each other arrested and put in jail. Now, Orville's been in jail, well, 12 times. And George, well, George has been in 11. In fact, he's still in. Now, the other day I saw Orville on the street, and after we got through with our howdies, I asked him how George was. He kind of smiled, scratched the hammer holder on his overalls, and said he guessed he's okay. Then I said, you know, Orville, it seems an awful shame for you and your brother to be stealing from each other all the time and having each other arrested and spending all that time in jail. You must feel kind of bad with your brother all locked up in jail and you out here free as a bird. Well, Orville kind of grinned and said, it ain't so bad. He can do anything he wants to do. He can love any woman he sees. He can stay out as late as he please. He can take a nice walk in the rain if he can do it on 6 feet of chain. 6 feet of chain, 6 feet of chain, he's a prisoner on 6 feet of chain. He can climb up a mountain so high. He can run, he can jump, he can fly. He can have plenty fortune and fame if he can do it on 6 feet of chain. 6 feet of chain, 6 feet of chain, he's a prisoner on 6 feet of chain. He can go if he wants to go. He can stay if he wants to stay. He can go crazy or stay sane if he can do it on 6 feet of chain. 6 feet of chain, 6 feet of chain, he's a prisoner on 6 feet of chain.